Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
And good morning, Bub. How are we doing today? It's Saturday in sunny South Florida, man. How is everything?
Doing good so far, man. Been cranking away already. Been, getting a lot of stuff done. A lot of crazy, great products going up on the BEM website, BubbasExoticMotorsports.com.
That's good stuff.
So we are having a lot of fun here, man. Already pretty solid 5 hours into the day, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning around the world. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. We apologize, we're a couple minutes late getting on the air. There were some problems in the studio in New York getting down to us here in sunny South Florida. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Please join us for all of our online social media, Bub, our YouTube channel, our 4K YouTube channels out there, now featuring over 20,000 parts by the biggest names in the world. You don't get there, Bub, by having a bad reputation or sloppy work, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of great things going on. A lot of good stuff out there. A lot of great products that are uploading to the site. A lot of product reviews going on behind the scenes. We haven't posted all those videos yet, man. But I'll tell you what, we have been getting products sent in from some of the best names in the industry, man. Everything from wheels, tires, suspensions, performance, power adders. And we have been doing so much work in everything of an R&D to a promo video to tech tips and installs. So you guys stay tuned. You will see all of that stuff coming to you live. And it is insane.
It's crazy, Bub. It really isn't crazy. In fact, we've now got USP. We're going to talk a little bit about them in the body of the show. But USP is joining us now as well to complement those sales. Those items are up there. We'll talk just a minute about Miss Outlaw Boutique. MS Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen, down in Abacoa. The moose is loose. See what the girls have going on today. 561-660-6695. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Robin and Layla are there. Go by and see them. If you don't buy anything, good night. They're easy to look at. Rough Country, Bub. Rough Country is off-road suspension done Bubba style. Today's body of the show, Bub, is Rough Country. We did the 4-inch lift, Rough Country lift, on a Dodge Ram yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how do we lift trucks today. This is an important topic. We get a lot of people who call in about it. Rough Country. And good morning to all of friends out at Barrett Jackson, Bub.
Yeah.
How about those guys, man?
Hey, man, getting ready to come into town, dude. We're in February. So
April 12th through the 15th.
So we are looking like 45 days out
right on,
for
man.
The Barrett Jackson Palm Beach hits. The weather during that time of the year here in South Florida is amazing, dude. It is like mid-70s going into, sometimes even into the low 80s.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Always beautiful weather, no rain. It's amazing time. The rides that you see on the TV all year round that people want, wait for to see what the market is going to do. Barrett Jackson kind of sets that. And, it's really fun that it's right here in our backyard, just a couple miles down the road.
Crazy, man. It's the world's greatest car collector auction, and it returns to Palm Beach for an extended 4 days, Bud, the 12th through the 15th of April, right here at our South Florida Fairgrounds. That's a fun place down there, man, at the South Florida Fairgrounds.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of fun. It's, like I mentioned, right here in our backyard, they do crazy events. The last one that was there was just the South Florida Fair. We actually hit that, man. It was, again, beautiful weather, dude. You can ask for much more than that. So it's, great things going on, great events, and really looking forward to Barrett Jackson coming into Palm Beach.
Yeah, you guys come experience the excitement. It's hundreds of collectibles, including incredible vehicles from the Cars of Dreams collection. And people who don't know what the Cars of, as they cross the auction block with the most selling at no reserve, the Cars of Dream, Bub, are owned by a gentleman here locally who made tons and tons of money. His father bought him a gas station to get started at like the age of 16. He went on to become one of the biggest automotive dealership owners in the world.
Yeah.
And he actually at US 1 and Northlake, he converted a former Kmart, and every year he themes the inside of his warehouse. This year was the 70s. So everywhere you went, there were 70s cars within this display, guys in disco, platform, the tire. It's really, really neatly done. It was Asbury Park the year before, Bub, with carnival rides and everything in it.
Yep.
Super, super good time, guys. Don't miss that. We'll be there as well. And finally, Bub, Monster Energy, man. We got to give a big shout out to Scott and all those guys out there, man. We give away a ton of that product, don't we?
Man, dude, I'll tell you what. It's so funny, man, because as everybody knows out there, we do a lot with the Major League Baseball teams in the South Florida
funny
area.
Funny story you're going into.
You know, we've got a continuance of six solid teams that pretty much roll through here on a daily basis, and it's so funny, bro, because this is the go-to place in the middle of spring training when these guys are like, listen, dude, I just want to get away. I want a break. I'm just going to go chill at BEM. I'm going to chill in the lounge. And all they do is walk in, open the refrigerator door to the Monster refrigerator. They grab whatever Monster it is they want, which, by the way, we actually have limited run Monster spot drinks here at the shop. So it is really cool that we have some limited edition stuff.
But where are the Monster drinks, Bub?
They're in the VIP lounge.
And it's in the players lounge, but the Monster drinks are physically, when they're not in the cases sitting in the marketing office, they actually are cooled off where?
I don't want to talk about it.
In a Red Bull cooler.
Yeah, see, I don't want to talk about that.
That's funny as hell. Good morning, Brother Mike. Read what Brother Mike says out there, Bub.
I see it. Let me see here. We got morning, fellas. Getting more sponsors. Great. Good to go. Soon your studio will look like a restaurant with swag all over the walls. All right. So next week, Mike, for you, I'm going to put crap all over the walls in here.
Good morning, Brother Mike. How are you? Brother Mike will be with us, Bub. And I'm hoping if he comes down, man, he can spend a show in the studio with us, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
He's just a super guy, man. I talked to him yesterday a little bit back and forth by text. He's up there in West Virginia, out there defending our country again, man. Got out and went right back in, didn't he, Bub?
Yep.
It's crazy, isn't it, man?
Mm-hmm.
Super good guy, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see him, man. Good, good, good guy. And good morning to Stacy Horgan. Stacy, I believe, is a resident here in the Jupiter area, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Follows everything we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right into it. I want to give a big shout out, though, to Dan and Chris out there at After Lease Auto Sales. Ryan Peterson, Bub. Ryan Peters out in Louisiana, Bub.
Yeah.
You've been talking to him all week.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, super, super good. As everybody knows, you know, we've been doing some crazy updates on the website side of things, doing, you know, some really, really serious packages that we're putting together for people out there and just, you know, trying to make the auto industry and the hobby of it fun, you know, and there's a lot of people out there that need that kind of help. There's a lot of people out there that are really well versed with the automotive industry and need no help at all. And there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, do-it-yourselfers, even other big builders and fans. I mean, we have so many people that just buy direct through us. And one of these guys actually reached out to us. He had seen the SEMA build that we did. And he had reached out to us about trying to get together some sort of package on his Mustang as well. So, of course, you know, we've been there. We've done it. You know, we don't just have the parts sitting on a website for sale, making it easy for people to go buy. But we've also done the personal installs of those products so we can stand by them, stand behind them, say whether or not they are good or whether they are bad.
Yeah.
99% of the time, the products we use are pretty freaking solid.
Yes, they are.
So,
they really are.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's nice to be able to, you know, not only have that product up there for the marketplace to get their hands on, especially some of this stuff that was just debuted and unveiled at SEMA 17. So it's, you know, just released to the market this year. But to actually have that product knowledge and to say, you know, yeah, we've installed this, we've done this. We can tell you what the before, the after is going to be, what to expect, what kind of gains you're going to get, what kind of different feel you're going to get. And there's a lot of people out there that just kind of want that information as reassurance almost before they buy.
And Bub, as we talk about that a little bit, we're going to touch on that with the new Rough Country kit that you just installed yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. But Ryan Peters is out there in Louisiana. It tells you, Bub, how you did set up the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic SEMA Mustang that just took away the show this year down at SEMA or across at SEMA from us because they're west.
Yeah.
And the website, Bub, he couldn't call enough and ask enough questions. He was shocked at the fact that there's nobody interfacing between him and us.
Mm-hmm.
He could call us. He loves watching us on the shows. He loves our international presence. And he talked to us every day on the phone. He wanted to have questions. In fact, he turned down buying the new Mustang GT to go with your SEMA build platform.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man. Solid stuff.
It really is, man. So good morning to Ryan out there. Thank you so much. Kieran Sheehan, we're going to be doing a lot with Kieran, Bub. He is a local sheriff's deputy here in the Palm Beaches, and he's going to be doing some very special things here with BEM, Bub.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, we've been working on some stuff with Kieran for a while now behind the scenes. You know, again, we throw some information out there only sometimes when people are ready to get it. And, you know, we never let the stuff out too soon.
Never do.
But we've got some crazy stuff going on behind the scenes that it's going to probably take over South Florida area. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be cool, man. And good morning to Bub, our upholstery partner up there at Sunnyside, Larry Williams, his beautiful wife and brother. Larry couldn't join us today, Bub. He was here last weekend, as you know. We took a quick trip down to the Keys. Mom and I ran down to the Keys, got away for a night. But Larry was here last week. Do you want to tell anybody about last week, Bob?
Not really, dude.
No, go ahead.
No, come on. I really don't.
No, just
I just don't.
Hey, brother Mike, you're not gonna this story you'd actually believe.
No.
So we get a call, right? And Robin says, "Let's go to the Keys. Let's just go."
I feel like
Keys.
you're starting this off already on a note that's just not helping the story.
Okay, so you go.
Okay, let's just say that you got a hold of something and wrecked it again. Can we just start it right there? And just, hey, I mean, that's like to the point.
Okay, so I wrecked it again.
Yep.
Only this time they were very expensive cars.
Very expensive, dude. Yeah, so set me behind another probably 3 weeks in the body shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what?
That's it.
One of them involved my Porsche.
Yep.
How about that?
I mean, you went like 10 feet, dude.
Was it that far?
I don't know. Maybe 10.
You just walked around the corner and said, "Are you serious?"
Well, I don't care about the fact that you wrecked a Porsche. It's the fact that you wrecked a car that I've been doing paint and body on for 2 years. That's one that's not cool, dude.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
That's not cool at all because you won't get out there and fix it. I'll have to fix it. I guarantee you, I'm telling you, it's going to set me back about 3 weeks for sure.
You ought to see me with a rattle can.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
How about that?
Yeah.
So Larry Williams picked up that vehicle. It is in Georgia at our upholstery shop up there at Sunnyside. They have been going with the Bub, the interior designer. That's going to be really beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That belongs to a very prominent PGA-related figure. He is the president of the PGA. And it is an amazing, amazingly beautiful car, man.
It was.
Was.
Yeah.
Do you have to do some work on it?
Yeah, man. It sucks because I was on that last step. Like, you know, I always do my paint and body first. That's the biggest issue that you have with any of these older rides. This was a resto mod build that we've been building for a couple years now. You know, the client's been super patient, you know, as many of them are with us. And, you know, we get this thing done, man, I had a month worth of wet sanding and buffing into this car. The clarity in this thing was just stupid, dude. Just a mirror image when you looked at this thing, walked around it. And, so it was, you know, mechanical was done. Electrical was done. All of the drivetrain was done.
I helped.
The exterior was done. The paint and body was done. The mirror quality shine was done. I mean, everything was done on this car, ready to go. So we literally had this thing. This is a Friday afternoon, and I'm referring to last Friday, not yesterday. So 7 days ago or so, I'm literally finished with the car. I have my upholstery team laying all of the products out, the front seats, the rear seats,
oh,
the carpet,
yeah,
the center console. The door panels, the rear deck lid, the headliner, everything's laid out step by step. So we're labeling things, we're drawing designs, we're getting ready to go. We're on that last step, man. We are literally on the upholstery and stick it in the car, call the client, come get it, right? So that's where we're at. Literally less than 10 seconds, 2 years worth of work, it's destroyed from this guy. Destroyed. I mean, slammed right into.
I was on the film stage floor. I had to cut a 90 degree. I didn't even know until I felt this. The Porsche come to an immediate stop, and I look in the rearview mirror, and I see this thing rolling away behind me.
Yeah, it's at some point, though, it's just not even cool.
It's not.
No.
Because my Porsche got wrecked.
I don't care about that at all.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that was last Saturday. So Larry's got the car up there putting the interior in it. Then we'll finish up some body work that we didn't expect to finish.
Yeah, a lot.
How about that?
So instead of me just having it come right back out of upholstery and then calling the client being like, "Hey, you're ready to go," now it's like, cool, I got to stick it back in the body shop for another month. So thanks.
We're looking for good body people too, as well. That's been our biggest Achilles heel, is the body shop area here, Bub.
There's going to be one that's just going to work on your vehicles alone.
Really?
Yeah, that's
full
it.
Full time?
Seriously.
We're going to have to put them on staff.
Look,
man. They're going to have to eat back there.
All your cars. Think about it.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it, Bub?
No.
No? It happens. Things happen, Bub. So Larry is not going to join us today. He wants to do a segment. He was actually going to start his segments today, Bub, on what it takes to do custom upholstery. But we're going to let him start with that. We'll get in on that next week. He is going up to his Aunt Hazel. She passed away.
Come on.
Coming out of the hospital, and now he's got to go up to Aunt Hazel. So He'll join us next week, Bob.
All right. Big build with one of the major league players you got going on there, Bob. Good morning to Greg. How you doing? Greg, got seats sitting open there right there for you.
Hey, so, Greg's in the Bahamas right now, dude. I actually told him go.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Don't come back. So anyways, Bub, you do have some work fixing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche and the BMW because I did try to back out 10 feet yesterday.
No, yeah, seriously.
Week. Yeah,
seriously, dude.
Yeah, how about that?
10 feet.
Isn't that something, man?
10 feet, 10 seconds, 1 month of work.
10 feet, 10 seconds, 1 month of work.
Thanks.
10 times one is 10. Get it? You could reverse that and make it a math equation.
Not really. I wouldn't want to.
Oh, really?
No.
Sad, Bob. You're going to be doing some stuff with USP, Bob. Let's talk about USP and what they do and how they're going to complement what you're doing.
You're all over the place. You went from the BMW to mention the rough
BMW
country truck.
BMW is German.
And then you hit USP. What do you want me to
BMW
talk about
BMW is
here?
German, right?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with USP?
You started talking about the rough country, though. So which one do you want first?
USP.
Okay. So we're all over the place here. Okay. So... So a company called USP, so they are south of us, USP Motorsports, a portion of APR, which is a very large company in the European market, which would be, you know, performance power adders, mods, accessories, you know, definitely a very high-end solid company. One that is, you know, one you would want to attach your name to in terms of the product, the quality, what you're getting. You know, what you're getting out of installing that product, the gains, you know, everything about it. And we have been looking for someone to close that line in terms of, you know, the Lamborghini Huracans, the, you know, the performance bolt-ons and tunes for them, for the Audis, for the Volkswagens, the Porsches. You know, we're looking for that right company to marry up to, and we were able to find it. You know, we found that out of APR, which is also looped through USP Motorsports. So we've set up a beautiful account with those guys down there. We are officially a dealer for the southeast portion of Florida. There are dealerships spread throughout the U.S. and worldwide, but we have now taken that final spot here. So we are going to have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of crazy rides lined up, 4 installs already, 3 of these Audi RS7s lined up, ready to go.
How crazy is that, babe?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, dude, it's
God
solid,
dang,
man.
You're
that's
good, Bub.
That's Whoa. Where you know, that's where you have a lot of fun, dude. And, you know, we talk about it all the time with these modern performance cars.
I got a pee, Bub.
Okay, so can I'm trying to finish on the USP deal here. So Captain Bounce over here. So let's see here. So these, you know, modern performance cars have literally so much you can do in terms of expansion of power, performance, handling characteristics, braking, you know, do they need any of it? Really not so much off the floor in today's world. When you look at, you know, like the R8 V10 pluses, the RS7s, the S8s, the S8 plus, you know, any of the Lamborghinis, Ferraris. I mean, these cars are coming with power packed fun. They are ready to go off the floor. You really don't have to do too much to them. A lot of people ask me all the time, like, what would you do? There are basics. To me, I do basics, what I consider basics, which is like lowering the stance a little bit, setting that stance so that the wheel well fills up the whole fender well and the wheel well. Window tint, that's kind of a go-to down here in South Florida. You know, maybe tinting the lights, smoking out some, you know, emblems, maybe color matching emblems, chrome, red, smoke, charcoal, platinum, whatever it is you're trying to do. You know, just basics. These cars don't need much because they already come ready to go off the floor. But I'll tell you what, man, when you start looking at performance add-ons, power packages, you look at these things where you can tune these cars. You can take cars that are 550 horse, bump them up to 700. I mean, literally that fast. Nothing crazy, where in the old days that took a motor swap to get 150 horsepower. Today it's in a tune and it's in some exhaust components, it's in an intake and, you know, controller. It is all kinds of basic things you can bolt on and get guaranteed gains out of.
Funny too, Bub, you mentioned it, because I was going down the road the other day. We were out on the bike. It was Monday night. We were on the motorcycle, on the touring bike, and we went down by the beach, rode for a little bit, and we came back up PGA Boulevard. As you know, this area is very heavily golf laden. It is the PGA headquarters where we live, hence the high end celebrities, cars, rides like that. And there's Tony Pina Drive. There is, you know, Jack Lee Nicholas Drive. There, it's all, yes, Bob.
What are you getting at?
So we're riding. We're coming
what,
over.
What are we even talking about anymore?
We're coming over the PGA Bridge right there, crossing the ICW.
Okay.
And there at the light in front of me is this worn out, busted red Chevelle, 69 Chevelle, right? And the guy bangs a Huey right there, and he starts
trying to get this thing to bark as loud as he can, right? And you, and as I ride up beside the car, I'm looking, you know, I've got a very trained eye because I work for you. So I know what body panel alignment is. I know how stripe alignment's supposed to be. I know how, and as I get closer and closer, I go, that looks like a Yanko car. That's what it says on the, I'll guarantee. And we get right up to it, and it's got on the yellow badging down the side and right on the quarter panel and the white letters, it says Yanko, right? Mm-hmm. So my eyes float up to the front fender, right? The front fender is not even lined up with the back, or the front of the door. The back of the rear fender is not lined up with the front of the door. And the stripe is kind of going like this. It just falls right off, right? And I get up to this thing, and it's burning so rich, and it sounds so bad. And I just told Mom, I said, you know what, man? It's just, there's no fun in them anymore. The old cars just wear you out. You know, the modern performance, the quick bolt-ons, that's where it is anymore.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, I tell people this all the time, dude. It's, you know, the modern cars are where it's at in terms of fun, reliability, performance, looks, power, performance, safety. I mean, everything about it is where it's at. But, you know, if you're good and you're really good, you can do all of that into a older classic or custom vehicle. Not hard to do if you have the skill set and the knowledge, man.
That's
and
it.
I tell people all the time, this is literally, you know, doing resto mods, doing pro tourings. It's a lost art, dude. Tell me any place you can go.
He thought he was cool.
I mean, literally, how many places do you pass on the street or on the corner or on the sides or side streets that can literally do full up ground up builds of pro touring rides?
And you can't find them anywhere.
There's none.
And what you find, the quality is so bad, and then get you in trouble because you take too long.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not worth it, man.
You can definitely build some serious resto mod pro touring rides. You've got to know how to do it, and you've got to be prepared to spend the big bucks if that's what you want. You're not going to get a $100,000 car for 30 grand.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you start thinking about that kind of stuff, you know, those numbers are realistic in today's world. I mean, the average car, basic model cars anymore. Today's Dodge Chargers, 50,000, 60,000.
Yeah.
Today's Hyundais, you know, those used to be back in the mid 2000s. Those cars were the entry level. You could go in, you can finance one for a college student for 15 grand. You're not getting one under 45 now out the door. You know, it's just in today's world, that's what you're dealing with. It's reality. And then money's moving up. You know, the automobile industry is moving up from the safety, from the performance, from, you know, what you're getting. And that's so for some people, unfortunately, it sucks because in order to have a nice car that has those basic features in today's world, you're looking at north of 60, 65 grand just for basic things. I mean, for Christ's sakes, just loaded Chevrolet Silverado trucks, north of 60.
$70,000, yeah.
You know, you're looking at these numbers that are just, they keep going up and up and up and up and up. And, you know, that's where it's at.
Hey, Bub, let's talk about, you did have a very special high-performance modern car in here this week. It had just finished a delivered.
We're even on the rough country deal.
And we're going to get there, though, because we're going in. We were talking a little bit about the modern performance. You had a gentleman who took delivery of his car. He's actually one of the founding fathers of the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, Bub.
Yeah.
He did a cannonball run from Miami to Louisiana, Bub.
Yeah.
And he brought the car in. Why?
So, you know, just for that one reason, man, that BEM quality, dude, this is a brand new Acura NSX. These things are less than 30 days on the marketplace. There are none on the streets yet. This is one that has already hit the streets of South Florida. Pretty sick looking car, dude. I got to bow down on that one, man.
Yep,
cause it's a pretty solid car, especially coming out of that Asian market. You know, most of the time you look at these exotic cars that north of 150, 200 price tag. You know, you're looking at cars that are, you know, Lamborghinis, R8s, you know, V10s, Ferraris. You're looking in that kind of area, that kind of arena. But I'll tell you what, man, you look at this new Acura NSX and this thing just, it holds its own right in its own corner.
Bub, it's just beautiful. Carbon fiber brakes. That thing, he said it was tearing up. He was able to take everything out except one of the Lamborghini, that were out
there. Yeah, the Aventador.
Yeah, Bub. By the way, we're going to jump into the rough country section. This is a big thing, but Bub, I want to remind everybody, please keep in mind and in your thoughts and prayers, as I know we have, Bub, the innocent victims there in Miami, Florida this weekend, as another lunatic with a firearm got out and got crazy, Bub.
Yeah, crazy, dude.
Yeah, did you see today that they're calling for the firing of the head of the FBI because that was...
I saw that, yeah. It was an actual solid tip that was put in. They didn't even act on it.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the gun creating the problem.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No chance.
Bub, this week we did do the rough country 4-inch lift on the Dodge 4x4 mm-hmm. Ram 1500. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of pros and cons to the tip, to the kit, and to the installation.
Yeah.
There was a lot that went into it. The mm-hmm. average installation time is 6 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Even with the perfection of who you are and what you do, it still took you about 10 and a half hours to do. Mm-hmm. Not so much the, related to you, but there were some mishappings. And I'm not starting it on a negative note. I want to get the cons out of the way. Then we're going to talk about all the good pros, because there's a lot more pro than there is con to this. Mm-hmm. What were the things that you found held you up for those people who are interested in trying to do it? And could you do this without a lift?
Okay. Yeah, man. So it's, you know, I was actually talking with Ken about this yesterday, who's our lead builder here at BEM. You know, even he was looking at it, he's like, dude, I know you're good. One thing's for sure. You're really good. There's no chance this could be a do-it-yourself kit. You know, it's, you know, and that's just coming from him standing back watching me, and he very much could do that install himself. But he saw the struggles that I went through doing this install. Now, this was a, 2014 Dodge Ram 1500, you know, so those trucks, they come on the dinky side from the factory. They're more of that, conservative, you know, get in, drive your family around. You've got that, you know, kind of SUV style seating in it. It's got all the luxury. It's got the nav, it's got the leather, it's got all that stuff. But it's not a, diesel. It's not a dually. It's not a lifted 2500 or 3500, more of that work style truck. This is just a nice 1500 fuel efficient pickup mm-hmm. truck to cruise around town that does some work when you need it to, you know, and it does exactly what it should do. However, they come dinky, right? So you want to make this thing look good. You do a nice lift kit to it. You can do a nice lift and leveling kit combo, so it does sit level. You can throw on some bigger tires, you can throw on bigger wheels and tires, or you could go extreme. You can go all the way and go with a crazy lift, go on, you know, throw on huge deep dish style wheels. You can do anything you can imagine to these trucks to make them to stand off. Again, all about that end goal, what you're trying to build for, who you're trying to build for, what you're trying to impress and draw attention on. This client, for example, wanted this thing to be comparable to essentially what you could say like a mass production Ram 1500. He didn't want to go buy a 25 or 35. He wanted to stay with the truck he has, and he wanted a truck that looked like it was just lifted factory from the dealership. Like, he went to the dealer and he bought it. So sure enough, the first place we're going to go to is Rough Country for that kind of setup. They do offer everything you want to do, everything from very mild entry level stuff, you know, just basic leveling kits for, you know, 1.5 inch clearance in the front, you know, and that's it, or full on 4-inch, 6-inch, you know, long travel systems. I mean, everything you can imagine. So there is a little bit of everything out there from Rough Country. All of that, again, is available through bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. But I'll tell you what, man, we did a 4-inch kit on this Dodge Ram. It turned out beautiful. The reason I really, really liked this setup was because the client wanted, his keyword was a factory style lift. So what we did was use that 4-inch kit from Rough Country. The reason for it was that it does retain all factory front and rear springs and shocks, which is huge. So the reason for that, you know, in retaining those pieces is you're going to retain stock ride quality. You're staying with the stock springs, you're staying with the stock shocks. You can upgrade those to, you know, Rough Country's 2.2 series, anything else. You can upgrade those shocks if you wanted to, but I'll tell you what, man, you want something that's, you know, brand new right off the floor. You want to get that lift clearance on it, so get some bigger tires on the thing, and that's the way to go. You're going to retain factory ride quality. We did that install in just over 10 hours or so, 12 hours, and, you know, we got this thing fully installed. It turned out beautiful. The ride quality is freaking amazing. Can't even tell that the truck has a lift on it in terms of its feel and handling characteristics. Then we threw on a larger set of 35-inch Nitto Ridge Grappler tires on the factory rims. Perfect fitment. Looks super clean. Looks literally like we just went to Dodge Ram, ordered the truck, and that's it.
It's a beautiful build, Bub. And one of the things I wanted to mention, again, you are sponsored by Nitto Tire, another big name associated because of the quality of who we are and what we do here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join us today on the show, please feel free to dial us in at 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166. I'll see you come through the studio board and we'll talk. Bub, one of the things you want to do, this gentleman drives a lot to Jacksonville, Florida, with his work. He's on the move a lot with that vehicle. And you went to the Nitto Ridge Grappler tires, the mm-hmm. G2. Mm-hmm. That is a very aggressive pattern. You're also doing that on one of your celebrity cars right now as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be an Excursion, a 2002 or 2004, Bubs?
2001.
Excursion. 2000 Excursion. Yeah. In fact, that particular celebrity may walk in here during this show today. And if he does, I wonder if he can get his head through that.
Probably not. No, there's no way.
Not that it's swollen, just because he's that tall. The camera wouldn't even pick him up, would it, Bub?
No, big boy.
Big boy is for sure. And if you see him, Bub, let me know. But what I was going to share with you, Bub, is that you went to the D2s on both of these because you wanted that ride quality. You did not want to substitute. You didn't want that growling noise. Mm-hmm. There are families that ride in these vehicles. Mm-hmm. You wanted a quiet, smooth ride. How does Nitto work with, kind of meeting in the middle, giving you such an aggressive tire pattern, but yet giving you that quiet ride? Is it a compound? How do they do that?
So yes, it's all about structure and design. You know, the Nitto Ridge Grappler, let me start off with, the Nitto tire line, which is who I run pretty much on everything.
Yep.
Unless it's, very, very specific either to the vehicle. Sometimes, just changing one tire on, some of these higher end rides, some of them are stuck with Michelin, some are, some clients are very picky to their tire brand. I try to lean towards Nitto in terms of anything aftermarket that I do from an install standpoint, or even an OE replacement style tire. And the reason I do, man, they offer a line for everything, literally everything from our track cars to, our on-road off-road stuff, our full off-road stuff, the mud terrains, the extremely lifted, trail grappler style tires, to the Ridge Grapplers, which are a very, very nice tire for the highway, but also give an incredible off-road aggressive look on the sidewall pattern. All the way down to just our street tires, man, just the Nitto NT555s, the G2s, Generation 2, everything about their tires perform exactly the way that they should. And that's what I love, man. There's a full offering for literally everything, every year, make and model, every sort of endurance that you're doing, every sort of activity, whatever it is you're trying to do with that ride, they offer something for it. And that's why I stay with the Nitto line as much as I can. But it's, I ran a Nitto Ridge Grappler, dude. It's got it's a pretty solid, aggressive looking sidewall tire to it. And it's got, very aggressive lug pattern to the sidewalls. It looks really, really deep. But it's got that smooth highway tread pattern of, for example, like a Terra Grappler, which is, equivalent to, factory off the showroom
floor
style.
What is kind of the difference, Bub, between the Terra Grappler, you said Terra Grappler, and the Ridge Grappler? What are the two differences for the audience?
Really, you're going to have two differences between, for the most part, is going to be, tread, the function of the tire, what it does, how it performs in what sort of environment, on-road, off-road, and what the primary use of the tire is. The Terra Grappler, a little bit more of a, especially the Terra Grappler G2s, we run those a lot on just straight street style vehicles. They have a very, very clean look to them. They've got, every size you could possibly imagine. Really good as a direct OE replacement tire with a little, kind of a next level up. So you get a very, very, very smooth highway tread pattern again on that tire, which is kind of its primary purpose, but it can do some off-road. The Ridge Grappler, kind of right there in between both of them, has best of both worlds. Very much on the off-road side, but very much on the on-road side. Cruise down the highway down here, South Florida, you can literally cruise these tires at 100 miles an hour with no problem, no groaning, no pulling all over the road, nothing.
Wow. Interesting, Bub. A lot of tire technology, huh?
A lot.
It really is. So, Bub, let's start at the back end of the vehicle. That's where you chose to start, was the backside. You literally had to drop the differential down out of the rear axle out of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Installed new links, shock mounts, shock extenders.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else went back there? You had the sway bar links that had to be installed, new bump stops. What else?
On the rear of it, that's fairly much what it was. There's the rear of those vehicles, there's not too much to them, which makes it kind of nice. It's nothing more than, adapters. Again, this is, you're utilizing the factory springs. So you do retain that stock ride quality. So all you're doing is essentially changing geometry to create that lift, which is great, because it does allow you to not only maintain, vehicle control, maintain ride quality, very easy in terms of tire wear and future, functionality of it. You'll have the suspension flex that you want. You'll have, you won't have any binding on lines or links or any sort of issue like that. Typically when you lift a vehicle, there are sometimes that people find that they go with the taller lift and then things start feeling a little loose and floppy on the top side when you're driving, at higher speeds. And that's not the case. When you get a kit that's complete, like Rough Country's, it's all of your suspension and geometry components will stay the same because they extend all the brackets where they need to make up for whatever that increased height is you're doing. So if you do a 4-inch on this, for example, we did a 4-inch in the rear, a little bit more than that in the front. So it did give it a level look when it's done. That client's actually picking up this morning, so I'm sure he's going to be stoked to get it. But you do get things like sway bar end links, you get the extended arms, you get everything you need so that when you put this stuff on there and that new lift has taken over, the geometry isn't just an add of a lift. It is everything that goes along with it, so that all those suspension components are back at a horizontal position with the ground sitting on the pavement as it should be, so that it does flex like it should, but it also handles exactly like the dealer would have intended it to when they designed it.
But on the instruction side of it, let's talk about the front. Let's move up front.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you had a terrible amount of aggression with, and you got very frustrated with, and that's not generally your demeanor. In fact, you had to make a tool modification on one of your very expensive Snap-on tools.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a little bit frustrated with the way the instructions read. We'll branch into that because we're here to give a very fair and biased, very unbiased, very fair, like Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you the good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The bad was there were some instruction related issues. Let's talk with that first.
To me, there's a few items in the instructions that I would tweak personally, and I'm going to shoot those over in some notes to the guys over at RC.
That's
because it's just
what they ask you to do.
It's very small stuff, but for the end user, you know, for somebody like myself to find a struggle in it, in an understanding of it, which I'm very very thorough and well versed with understanding instructions and being able to apply what I read. So when I find a struggle in it, I definitely know that
there's
at the end of the
wrong.
Day. It's going to really cause some havoc for a lot of people, just little things. There were, a lot of sections that mentioned, for example, just basic things. Some people refer to things when it comes to wheels, they refer to things as, offsets. Some people just refer to wheels old school and they talk about backside. Backside spacing is a lot easier for most people because it's done in inches. When you refer to offsets, you're referring to it in millimeters, positive or negative.
Really? So offset is millimeters. Backside is inches.
Yeah, they're both going to give you the same outcome. You just have to know what it is you're looking for. But that's the same thing that you see in like a lot of these instructions. The bolts, for example, are labeled in, they're broken down beautifully in bags, and they talk about what's in the bags, bag one, bag two, bag three, bag four, whatever. But there are, I found a lot of, I find an annoyance when it comes to, your bolt sizes. You've got, 8X of 35 millimeter bolts and 8X of 45 millimeter bolts. And so when I'm saying these numbers
8X
right now,
meaning eight times,
right. But when I'm saying these numbers, you're thinking like, what is that? Is that the thread pitch of the bolt? Is that the length of the bolt? Is that the size
fair.
Of the head? There's 25 millimeter. Are they referring to the size of the head that the socket requires? So I personally feel like I would have changed things around, and I would do especially bolts related to things like that in inches, not the average end user or do it yourself or understands millimeters. That takes a little bit more of a level. And not so much that it would, halt somebody from being able to do an install. It's just, it makes it a little bit trickier because they're trying to convert millimeters to inches and take a measurement of how long this bolt is. Do you measure from the head to the end of the thread of the bolt? Do you measure from the base of the stud to the end of the thread? So there's a lot in question that could really cause people to have a struggle with,
especially somebody who's not as versed as you are.
That's
with
what
doing
I'm saying.
This.
Just a straight up end user that somebody wanted to order the kit. Because they feel that they've got 8 to 10 hours of time on their schedule, and they'll just go ahead and attack it through the weekend.
Ain't gonna happen.
Friends, so I definitely think that would be one thing that I would improve on, which would be the identification of the hardware. That's a number one for me.
Identification of hardware.
Yeah, and that's just nothing more than converting things from millimeters to inches. If you've got a bolt that's 45 millimeters long, label that sucker as 2 3/8 inch long, whatever that outcome may be. I think it's actually pretty close to that.
Hold on, Bub. I think we have a caller. I think Mrs. Robin from the Outlaws on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here. Is this the beautiful Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique, where the moose is loose in Abacoa?
Well, yes, it is. And actually, we have Mardi Gras going on down there today.
Right on. Good morning, Robin from My Beautiful Bride from this Outlaw Boutique. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, this
Hi,
finally beautiful.
Hi, Robin.
For those of you who don't know, My Beautiful Bride's daughter, Bubba's fiance, the stunningly beautiful supermodel, Layla Von Athien, co-owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa. Robin, you guys have staffed
Come on,
up.
Everybody knows that already.
Yeah, not everybody. There's 20 million people out there listening around the world through iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. A lot of people don't know that, babe. By the way, sweetheart, you guys have staffed up, and you have not only staffed up, but you have added new inventory there and have more inventory coming in. This weekend is Mardi Gras down in Abacoa. It's a huge draw. It shuts off all of Central Boulevard. Tell us a little bit about that and how that will interact with Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Well, all they have to do is walk right around the corner, and there we are. So after Mardi Gras, they can come into town and get some good food and do some other shopping that they don't get there, not necessarily all the artsy stuff. But, I feel you when you... Wait, I want to talk about something now.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
I feel you when you sit there and talk about people not sending the right stuff with the bolts and all that kind of stuff. Because we have that happen to us all the time with inventory. What they show online and what you actually get in the store is ridiculous sometimes. And you just have to send it back and then wait again and reorder and look for a new vendor who has what you need.
Well, you know, and that's always a struggle too, Robin, because it seems to, you know, to most people that seems like a very small detail. But at the end of the day, especially for business owners like us, ourselves and yourselves, you know, it's different because it's not just a small thing like, oh, sorry, you guys forgot something. It's, well, great. Now it's going to be a bad reflection on my name. It's going to be a time delay for myself and for my client. You know, for you guys, it would be the same situation. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we got our order and it was wrong. So maybe your client is going to now miss a major dinner or an event or Valentine's Day or something because they expected something to be in and it's a screw up from somebody else. You know, that's a tough one to deal with, but in today's world, you just deal with it anymore. You know, it's like a normal thing to expect a screw up.
How do you guys handle
it's a sad thing to feel like that. Well, you order inventory and you expect it in at a certain date when they give you the dates, usually not when you really need it or want the dates. You have to see what they have available for you. You know, and then you get it in and there's like little teeny holes and stuff when you're pressing it or the stitching's not right. So you either have to, you got to send it back and then you got to look for a whole new, shirt or whatever to match the outfit of the other stuff that you got in. So I know what Bub, how frustrated Bub is. He's ready to put something together and it's just one bolt. You know, that makes it sit on the counter or wait a week because he has to get that right bolt or he has to fabricate it or whatever. I can't just sew up a shirt or pants. I could, but it takes me too long.
Yeah, and sadly, you know what? Sadly, hon, people want to treat you like a friggin' criminal because or act like you've done something criminal in mind or intent because you can't get something done by snapping your fingers. You know, you get into some of these things and they take a long, long time. The average restoration is 3 to 5 years and people want you to just snap your fingers and be done or you're stealing from them. You know, I'm just so, God, I hate people anymore. I really do.
Hey, when you go to a tailor and you get something tailored, you got to wait at least a week, you know?
Yeah.
Or sometimes a month. It depends on how booked up that tailor is, you know. Just because you drop your clothes off doesn't mean the tailor is going to drop what he's doing and get to it. He's got other things in front of you that he has to do.
Yep.
It's a bizarre mindset. It really is, babe. It really, really is. And, you know, we deal
with
it a lot.
You try to get things to people on time and you hope that it gets there and everything, but there's some things that just delay you.
Not only that, it's like, you know, they don't understand how you take it home, Bub and I, for example, not getting a car out on time or whatever. They don't understand how that goes home and haunts you. How many nights have I sat on the edge of the bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you said, honey, please turn it off, lay down. I know everything's bothering you. But people don't see that. They're selfish in their nature. You know, they're selfish in their nature. They're unkind in their approach. And they think that because that, you know, then they like to play the victim role and act like somebody's done something to them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think the world has changed so much, and I think people have gotten away from saying nice things to people and thanking them like you even do when we go to Arby's. You thank them. You tell them what a great job the employee did and everything. And last night you did the same thing at the Office Depot store. You called the manager. You let the manager know what a great job this guy did and how helpful he was. But you know what? Everybody just wants to beat on everybody. And we talk about bullying kids, but we learn from our parents. We see our parents doing it to other adults all day long. And bullying doesn't necessarily mean you beat them up. It's words that you use. It's things that you do to people. Everybody's lost that. Be happy, people. Think positive things. If you don't have anything nice to say, the saying goes, don't say it at all.
Yeah. Isn't it a shame? That's a real, real social commentary, you know, and I really appreciate that because it is true. Bub and I get beat into the ground all day long. Good morning to the snowman. We get beat into the ground all day long.
Robin, I have a funny story for you.
What's the story, Bob?
All right. So this goes to what Robin was just saying about, you know, just being nice to people, right? So I always, I give people the benefit of the doubt, right?
I try to as well.
I come in pretty subtle and, you know, unless I need to get ramped up, I try to hold it in. So maybe, I don't know, a month, 2 months ago or something, Layla and I went, I don't know, it was after a party or something. So it was like maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So we wind up going through a drive-through and I'm talking with whoever the person was on the other side of the microphone that they're taking my order. I'm talking to him and I just, you know, we carried on a good like 5 minute conversation. No one was in line, but the guy was just being
so. Was this at the McDonald's you visit at 2 a.m. all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the guy was just being so freaking nice. We just had a great conversation. I told him like how cool he was over the microphone and stuff. So, you know, that same thing, like just being really nice, you know, just really, really chill. This guy probably doesn't want to be inside flipping burgers for a bunch of drunk
two
idiots
in the morning,
at 2 o'clock in the morning dealing with nonsense, right?
Yep.
So I'm being nice to him. I go around the corner and I pay him. Everything's all good. So I go to the next window and get the food. Robin, it was like a light switch. I literally went from that window where I pick everything up. I had one little sip of my freaking chocolate shake that I ordered. I drove right back to the drive-thru and it was just a totally different person. I was like, listen, bro. I was like, you've got probably the easiest job I can imagine. And you still somehow screwed up everything on my order. I was like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but here's the reality. I was really, really nice to you. You somehow screwed up everything in my entire order. So can you please make it right? It's like, dude, even when you try to be nice to people, they still just don't care anymore.
No, they don't.
Not at all.
And if somebody sees if somebody sees a way to, you know, work the system, boy, they will work the system. If as many people found ways to do positive things for other people in need, as they did putting energy into working systems and trying to rip other people off that are working hard. And honestly, the world would be a really different place. You know it?
Hey, you know, that's one of the reasons I quit working there because of how mean people were to them. Bub always gave them extra where no other shop I know would do that. He didn't charge them for extra nickel and dime bolts and all that kind of stuff. He didn't nickel and dime people like that. And then you have the customer that comes in and says, here's $100, do this for me and do it for that price. You know what? Your price was $135, not $100. And then they would argue with me about not paying taxes.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? I got to get into the store and everything. And I hope you guys have a good day. It's a beautiful day out.
It really is, baby. And it's more beautiful with you involved in our lives. I think it's going to be a fun night tonight. Going to have a lot of fun. We'll report on that back on that Saturday, next Saturday. You'll have to stay tuned for that. Everybody, please get to Miss Outlaw Boutique before you get Artie Gras. Get your boutique style accessories and clothing and then go out there and walk around Artie Gras, man. You're going to have a great time in Abaco. It's at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-666.
I got to go, guys. Bye.
Bye, Robin.
I love you. If you haven't seen the beautiful Robin and Layla in person, you will see them. Guarantee you'll spend more time looking at them than they are at walking around down there, Bub.
Okay.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. So thank you to Robin. Bub, I wanted to get back to here to the rough country while we've got still a couple minutes here. So some of the cons, Bub, that we have are, let's talk about one of the things that wasn't mentioned in the instructions. Again, I'm not dwelling on the negative. I'm trying to be positive for the people who want to embark on this kit. One of the things, what was the biggest problem that you encountered that wasn't mentioned in the kit that caught you at the 11th hour?
What?
The bearings.
Well, it's not like that needs to be mentioned in the kit at all. I don't think that has anything to do with the kit or rough country.
I don't think it does either, but I thought it would be a nice little preemptive thing to say, this is a chance. You may have trouble pressing your bearings in and out because those hub bearings fit a variety of years, right? So I thought it would be nice maybe if they just put in there just like a footnote or something, you know, an asterisk type comment that said you may wish to replace your hub bearings at this time.
Yeah, I mean that could be a suggestion that's on it. It's you know, that's again nothing with rough country. That's just with the vehicle.
Correct.
Of the truck. You know, this the truck we did the install on has had some pretty severe rust on it, man. So we dealt with a lot of time issues of, you know, snapping bolts and you know, bolts that wouldn't come out because they're so seized up. In the front case, you know, on, you know, step number, I don't know, 48 of 65 on the front, you know, where you start getting into transferring over the factory hub bearing assemblies on the four-wheel drive unit, you start transferring those over to the new lifted spindles from RC and, you know, in this case, and I've never actually had this problem before, anytime I've done any of the other lifts on them together, it was to a point where
you couldn't get
we them. Had to literally buy new hub bearings for the front end so that we could actually transfer everything over. It just, they wouldn't transfer at all. We would have, you know, destroyed them more trying to get them out of the original spindles than it was worth.
Good morning to my daughter, Jennifer, in, I'm not sure if she's in Virginia or New York.
Who knows?
My oldest daughter, your oldest sister, Jennifer. Right?
Yep.
So, but so would you suggest, is that something that Rough Country could potentially in, add to the kit as part of the transfer? In other words, well, maybe it wouldn't, because some of those may have front ABS sensors and stuff.
No, like. It's I don't think that's like I mentioned, it's nothing on Rough Country side. This is just something that you get into when you do these lifts, man. It's when you do anything with a vehicle, even when you do drop kits, when you do get into these issues where you're going to run into a hiccup, unless you're dealing with a brand new vehicle off the showroom floor. We do a lot of stuff for dealerships around here. We do a lot of Jeep JK and now JL builds with the new 18 coming out. You know, we do a lot of these crazy builds. Those are super, super nice and easy because they're rolling straight from the assembly plant on a transport to the dealer, then the dealer directly to us. So it's never been touched. It's never been off-road, never been in moisture or rust or any problem at all. So you literally just put hand tools to it and you can take this stuff apart, put the new stuff on. In this case, we're dealing with something that had, you know, 30,000 miles on it, you know, and had some pretty heavy wear and tear. So it was, just, you know, one of those things that, you know, fortunately this case, the client actually did have an issue with the bearings making noise in the
you
front
did.
End.
Yeah, there's a clicking in the
front. So that could have been a related part of why that they were fused together so bad.
Yes.
Because of the heat that
the
was
heat.
Generated
yep.
between the two of them, between the actual steel and the aluminum of the spindle. So they could have gotten frozen together that way.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that could have happened with it. But you know, in this case, we just went ahead and bought new product and we stuck it on and the install just continued.
So Bub, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Rough Country, 2014 Ram, 1500 four-wheel drive lift kit gets a scale of 1 to 10. What do you give the installation?
On this case, I'd probably give this one a solid 8 out of 10 in terms of its difficulty.
Okay. How about, Bub, the quality of parts, 1 to 10?
Quality of parts, I'd go 10 out of 10 for sure.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The instruction manual, 1 out of 10.
I'd probably go 7 out of 10 on that.
7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So how about the identification of the time to install, 1 out of 10?
You know, that could be a give or take, you know, on a vehicle where there'd be no delays, they were dead on, on a vehicle where you are going to run into some issues and, you know, you're talking about, this was an older model. This was a 14. So even 4 years old, 3.5 years old, and, you know, the thing already had some pretty hefty rust on it. So, you know, that's all going to be vehicle dependent. You know, it depends on what you've got done with it. How many miles are on it? Is it sitting in weather? Is it by the water? Is it by the beach? Is it up north? Is it around snow, salt, or is it just a freaking clean truck that's going to take you, you know, a couple hours to unbolt stuff and put new stuff on?
So the Bub, as one of the top three in the industry today, you have good morning to John Fink. I'm sorry, we're climbing out of this, John. We're wrapping up this segment on the brand new Rough Country 4-inch BEM lift. I hope you can join us next week too, John. We'd love to have you join us. Bub, on a scale, now let's give it an overall rating. You've given it three tens and two sevens. On an overall rating, the Rough Country 4-inch Dodge Ram 1500 four-wheel drive lift gets a what?
Here's how I'm going to sum that up. I'm going to give it end result. Let's go end result.
Okay.
So when you bypass the other, you know, the other ratings, you bypass the instructions, you bypass the install. Here's your end product. End product, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
The truck does exactly what it's supposed to do. It looks exactly the way it's supposed to look. The lift is fully functional. The install was, you know, beautiful the way it's done. You know, the quality of what's there is beautiful. And, you know, it's now going to give the client years of reliability and fun. So it's exactly what the end goal should have been, which is a fully functional turnkey factory style lifted truck.
You never give anything 10 out of 10. You know that.
Not really.
No, you don't.
The end goal is that's exactly what it got. It's exactly what it should be.
So that's
not like, oh, maybe we should do a little bit of this or, oh, maybe a little bit of that. It's perfect.
So
that's it.
that is why you build exclusively and have over the years with Rough Country.
Yep.
Bub, we want to we're going to jump out of this segment here. We want to thank you for your technical expertise. Let's keep in mind all of the innocent victims there in Miami and around the world as we go through this weekend, Bub, to keep them in our thoughts and prayers, man.
Yeah.
Just innocent stupidity in there, man.
Yep.
Well, this one they caught alive, man.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll try to weasel him out. He was psychologically deranged or something.
Huh? Yeah.
Who knows? How about that? Yeah. How about just own it for what you own? This episode has been brought to you by Bub. Until Monday morning, we're going to keep on
doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Please join us for over 20,000 online catalog parts from the biggest names in the industry like Steeda, Watson Racing, Borla Exhaust, Rough Country, and many, many other. It's all out there, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose, down in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108 at 561-660-6695. Like I say, if you don't go down to look at the great accessories and boutique-related fashions and apparels, the girls are really easy on the eyes. Plus, Mardi Gras this weekend. The it's very exciting. There's a big buzz going on, Bub, because the Marlins are in town. The Cardinals are in town. Spring training starts the 23rd. The Nationals, the Astros will be getting into town. Everything's vibrant, man. It's just getting fun down there in that whole Roger Dean area.
Mm-hmm.
Rough Country is
suspensions done Bubba style.
Thank you, Rough Country. We appreciate it. How about Barrett Jackson, Bub? We got to thank them, man, for all of their things. Remember, Barrett Jackson is the world's greatest collector car auction, and it returns to the Palm Beaches April 12th through the 15th for an extended day, Bub. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be down there with all of those guys. You're going to experience the excitement of hundreds of collectibles, including incredible vehicles from the Cars of Dream collection owned by John Staluffy. You're going to see some great stuffs out there. Cross the auction block with the most selling at no reserve. It's going to be a lot of fun, Bub. It's going to be an awful good time. And Monster Energy, Bub. Monster is how you keep building these cars at the speed you do. Without them, we'd be half the time we get them out of there, right?
Yeah, can't afford that one.
Monster, how about that? You're a criminal if you don't do it fast. Monster Energy is what, Bub?
Energy done Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. We're going to be down at the Big Monster Jam at the Marlins Stadium in Miami. We'll meet you guys out there. We'll see you walking around tonight. Please come join us. We'll be hanging out down there, Bub.
Okay.
Race fans, hot riders.
And would you wrap this up?
We're all of a sudden, you see a truck over. Take off and it lifts over, and you go, Jesus Christ, where's my dad?
Yeah.
He got into one of the rough trucks.
No, it'd be the one that's rolled over on the floor.
Before it even got out of the gate.
Yeah.
I didn't even hit a car yet. I hit all kinds of cars.
Yeah.
How about that, right, Bub?
Yep.
Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Ladies and gentlemen, feed somebody who's standing on the corner with the sign that says, need help. Please help me. I'm hungry. We've got a gentleman here. Takes my heart away. Seen him right after he lost his job. But now the economy's growing. The president's got it growing. Get out there and help people. If they're hungry, shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their feet. Right, Bub? You know what? It's not a big thing, man. You got trunks, you got stilettos in your trunk. You
come on, somebody. Let's go.
Right?
And I'm paying for this. Every minute over, I'm paying for it. Let's go.
How about that? Make sure you hold the door for somebody who's got their hands full, or it's an elderly person, right? Let's make sure we take care of all of those animals that we've been trusted with. They need us, and we need them as well. Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and keep on doing it, Bubba style.